Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and we will talk Mi'etz Hashem today about the Halachas of the Suda of Rosh Hashanah and of Kiddush and of Shechiyanu. So we'll start with Shechiyanu. The Halacha is that every Yontif, for example, Sukkot and Pesach, there's a Bracha Shechiyanu on the Yontif. And since in Chutz La'aretz we have Sveika D'Yoma, we have 2 days Yontif, because we're not sure which one's the real Yontif, that's how it was in times of Chazal, even though today we have a calendar, we still kept that Minig, we keep 2 days Yontif. Therefore, you make Shechiyanu on both the first night of Pesach and the second night of Pesach. Why? Because we're not sure which one's the real day, to Sveika D'Yoma. Even though today we know the Kviya D'Yarcha, that was the Takana, and therefore we make a Shechiyanu on both nights. Same thing for Sukkot. Both nights of Sukkot, you make a Shechiyanu. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there is a tzad in the Rishonim and in the Gemara, really, that Rosh Hashanah really is one big Yontif. It's Kula Chad Yomahu. It's one day. And since it's one day, so then maybe you should not make a Shechiyanu on the second night. You already made a Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah. And the second night is still a continuation of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it's a tzad that you would not make Shechiyanu on the second night. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that on the second night, it's good to have a new peri, a new fruit, or a new beged, in order that just in case I don't have to make a Shechiyanu, the Shechiyanu will go on that new fruit and new piece of clothing. Now, if you make a Shechiyanu on the fruit, so really you should eat it right away after Kiddush. And some hold, Taka, after you make the Shechiyanu, you should eat the peri, the fruit, right after Kiddush, in order you shouldn't have a hefsik between the Shechiyanu and eating the fruit. And that's what some people do, some people's minik. The Machna Ephraim says like this, the Machna Shekhar says like this. But the others are noyig to eat the Shechiyanu fruit after Hamoitzi. And the Shaila is, the Charetz a hefsik. So there's different truths into this Kasha, and the truth is, really, the Noshim, who light Neiris, they also make a Shechiyanu on the second night. And they also have to have a mind on the Peri, Misafik. So they don't eat the Peri right away. They wait till after Kiddush, at least till after Kiddush. So the Paiskim say there must be that this Shechiyanu is being Yaitza with the Ria. Just looking at the Peri makes you happy. And that's what the Shechiyanu is going on the eating, on the looking and seeing the Peri, the new Peri. And that's what some want to say. Others say that it's with the eating, and I'm just making a little later, the Shechiyanu. And the minig of a lot of Klal Yisrael is to eat the peri after Hamoitzi. Why do they do that? Because they don't want a hefsik of eating something in between Kiddush and Hamoitzi, because you're supposed to go straight from Kiddush to Hamoitzi. That's number one. Number two is, it becomes a shayla of a bracha achrayna. If you eat a certain shear, you have to make a bracha barin afasha. It's not part of the suda. And if we don't want to get into that shayla, therefore, they eat the peri dafka after Hamoitzi, and that's the minig of a lot of places in Klal Yisrael. Now, let's say someone does not have a peri, doesn't have a Shechiyanu fruit. So the halacha is, the mechaber says, you still make a Shechiyanu, because that's the ikadin. The ikadin is, you make a Shechiyanu both nights, like every other two-day yontif. Here, just because it's a suffix, so we bring a peri just in case. But if you don't have a peri, you still can make a Shechiyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And the truth is, there's a lot of people who are not to make a Shechiyanu fruit all year round. And the reason is, because you only can make a Shechiyanu on a fruit that's not available all year round. And today, it's basically all the fruits are available all year round. The halacha would be, if you only get it in a specialty store, so then you can make a Shechiyanu. But a lot of the fruits we have today, they punk don't import it because there's no interest in it. But really, it's available all over. And therefore, a lot of people don't make a Shechiyanu all year round. This Shechiyanu is not really on the peri. It's really on the yontif. Just because of a suffix, we make it on that. We bring a peri just in case, just the chaperein, just in case the shita's hold, you don't make a Shechiyanu. Now, when it comes to the Suda of Rosh Hashanah, the Mat Ephraim says, you shouldn't have very long Sudas. You should sit Be'ima of a Yiruk, Yosef HaMelech. The Suda shouldn't look like a regular Shabbos Suda. It should be a little bit more Be'kavadik, Be'ima of a Yiruk. You should not talk dvarim, a lot of Dvarim B'Telim by the table. You should talk more learning by the table. Because Rosh Hashanah Suda is supposed to look more like a Chashav Suda, because it's Rosh Hashanah. It's a day of Yom HaDin. It's a day we're crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. And therefore it should be a bit more Kavod Rosh than a regular Suda. And the minig is that on Rosh Hashanah we eat round Chalas. What's the reason we eat round challah? So I saw two pshatim, and Taimon Hagen brings down that the reason is the similar arichas yamim. Just like a round circle has no end, the same thing, we're giving ourselves a bracha, Mi'at Hashem, that we have arichas yamim, ein soit, just like a circle goes around and around. And other say pshat is that the reason why it's challah sagula is because it's in a tzura, it's in a shape of a crown. And on Rosh Hashanah, we are crowning the melech, v'yitin lo kesem alucha. And some have this minig to eat round challahs until Hashanah Rabbah, some through Simchas Torah, and some even through Shabbos Bereishis, they eat round challahs because of, first of all, crowning the melech, and a school of arichas yamim. It's brought down that some have a sminig, they should learn Mishnayis Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah by the Suda. Mat Ephraim brings this down. Every Suda, not a Perek, and it's brought down Elif Hamogin in the bottom of the Magen Ephraim. He brings down that if someone learns Masechet Rosh Hashanah by the Suda, so then it's a school of Gedolah, Sheyiskel Yemadin.